Now, the rest of the story. There is something about the first day of spring. Not the calendar day, but that one wonderful day that tells you winter is over and beckons you outdoors. And it was on such a day in the late 1890s that the fresh fragrance of spring enticed a teenager named Joe from his apartment on New York's Lower East Side. Joe did not own a bicycle, but back then you could rent a bike for an afternoon for pennies. So, Joe went down to the neighborhood rental shop and did just that. He had nothing to do, nowhere to go, so he rode easily down the street. Approaching an intersection, he saw no one coming from either side. But suddenly, the world turned upside down. He heard a clatter as he went crashing to the pavement, and now there he is lying with a knee and an elbow skinned and sore. He'd been hit by a fast-moving something, and when his eyes refocused, he saw another bicycle and another boy sprawled there, apparently the rider of the second bike. "What do you mean, running into me like that?" Joe exclaimed angrily. The other teenager, also dazed and upset, struggled to his feet. The accident had been Joe's fault, the boy said. Joe ought to watch where he was going. Well, now the youngsters had never met before, but they had two things in common. They were both scared, more scared than hurt. They had both rented their bicycles from the same shop. The bikes were essentially undamaged, but neither Joe nor Charlie was the other boy's name, neither felt much like joyriding with bruises and scrapes, so they headed back toward the rental shop together, and they argued all of the way. It was your fault, it was not, it was so, it was not, it was so. In fact, Joe and Charlie were so furious at each other that at the rental shop, the proprietor laughed when the boys walked inside. "You two should be in vaudeville," the shopkeeper said. "You remind me of Weber and Fields. You ought to be in vaudeville," he said. Well, neither Joe nor Charlie thought their mishap was the least bit funny, each protesting that he might have broken an arm, maybe a leg, because of the other's stupidity. But in the midst of the bickering, the shopkeeper made an announcement. He told the youngsters that he had a special bicycle for such occasions, a bicycle built for two. And suddenly the boys were quiet. The shopkeeper smiled, instructing Joe and Charlie to take the two-seater bike and pedal around for an hour, get to know each other. And they did. They did, and the friendship that began that day was never to end. They would be separated only by Charlie's death more than 70 years later. You see, Joe and Charlie took that shopkeeper's advice about vaudeville. They became the team of Smith and Dale. Smith and Dale, one of the best-known, best-loved comedy teams in vaudeville history. In fact, so enduring was their fame that playwright Neil Simon further immortalized them. But now you know where it all began for Joe Smith and Charlie Dale. At a fateful intersection in old New York, with angry shouts and accusations, just a passing cloud in the real-life routine of the original Sunshine Boys. The original Sunshine Boys. Only now, of course, you know the rest of the story.